This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Michael Popok, Legal AF. I got to clear up some misreporting out there about Donald Trump's date with special counsel Jack Smith that was scheduled for the D.C. election interference case with Judge Chutkan to take place on March 4th. And now I see reporting out there, including friends of mine texting me, saying that the postponement by Judge Chutkan, while she awaits, as we all do, the D.C. Court of Appeals three-judge panel ruling on whether Donald Trump has presidential immunity for criminal acts while in office. Spoiler alert, he doesn't. It's an indefinite postponement. And I've had people on the other side of the aisle, you know, say, there, I told you so, he'll never be tried. No, let me clear it up right now. We got some new reporting about comments made by Judge Chutkan that I'm going to interpret for you right now. Let me first give you the headline up front, and then I'll back into the analysis in this hot take. It is likely that Donald Trump will go to trial in the D.C. election interference case sometime in, I would think, July or August or September, well in time for there to be a jury verdict in federal court on the four counts or so against Donald Trump for election interference before the November election, which is what we're trying to do. Trials that start that don't end in time for the election, for the voters to know about it, aren't. What we're focused on here, trying to get trial results before November 5th is what we're focused on. So hold this concept now while I give you the rest. Let's say the trial is going to be in June, July, or August, and I'll tell you how I get there. And I'll give you a new comment by Judge Chutkan in which she told people in another trial setting for another of the Jan 6 cases that she had planned to be out of the country in July, because that's when federal judges usually take holiday. Some of them go abroad. Some of them take on teaching assignments or are speakers at certain seminars in the summer for lawyers and law students, international comparative law type things. She told the lawyers assembled in the Donald Trump case that she plans to be out of the country in July as they were doing their calendaring, unless I'm in trial in another case. Okay. Let's unpack that. When Judge Chutkan set the trial date originally, right, which is already about 9 months ago for the DC election interference case, she rejected all of the efforts by Donald Trump to postpone the trial for another year, year and a half, and put it out beyond the November election. And she said on record that 7 months of preparation time was enough for Donald Trump to get ready for this trial, that would be appropriate and consistent with due process, and she set the trial date. And no appeal is going to change that, because when a case goes to trial is within the full absolute discretion of a trial court judge. So remember that, 7 months. It's going to be relatively simple lawyer math here, 7 months. He was 5 months into the seven-month prep or so when, or just short of it, when Trump filed a notice of appeal arguing that he had absolute presidential immunity to have his indictment dismissed. And that stopped the case dead in its tracks, right? We are almost at the two-month mark since the case was stopped. So from the perspective of the judge, I think whenever if she's to get the case back, she's going to add that 2 months onto the back end and reset the trial date. Meaning, if we get, and I know everybody's speculating, and I've seen other legal commentators on television, ones that we admire, say, oh, I'm getting very upset now that the DC three-judge panel hasn't yet ruled. We thought they were going to rule within days, and it's been a month. What's taking them so long? Well, you know, they're going to rule likely for the first time in our entire American history that a former president at the time doesn't have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution. And they probably want to get that really right and get it written really well, knowing that it's already going up to the United States Supreme Court. Putting aside the timing for a minute, yes, we think it's a little bit long now, but in the grand scheme of things, you know, 1 month waiting for an appeal is not that long. I've waited 4 months, 6 months, and a year, not on as momentous or historic issues, but I'm just giving you some perspective. Let's say we get it this week, right? During February 5th, we get a decision. Then they will return it to Judge Chutkan, because we all believe we'd be shocked if they found there was presidential immunity to dismiss the case against Donald Trump. Donald Trump would then, you know, let's say he received that decision this week, returning it back to Judge Chutkan. Before she can set it for trial or reset it for trial, it will go up to the United States Supreme Court, who's already indicated when they rejected the direct appeal by Jack Smith's team, because they try to bypass the D.C. Court of Appeals and take it directly to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, nah, do the normal way, come up through the intermediary appellate court.
Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? You can grow lemon, avocado, olive, or fig trees inside your home on top of the wide variety of houseplants available. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Fast Growing Trees is truly incredible. From their breathtakingly beautiful plants and trees to their amazing customer support, there's no one I trust more. Plus, I save so much money by not using an overpriced landscaper. I'm obsessed with my Meyer lemon tree that I ordered from Fast Growing Trees, and I'm growing it indoors. The experts at Fast Growing Trees curate thousands of plants so you can find the perfect fit for your specific climate, location, and needs. You don't have to drive around nurseries and big gardening centers. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped to your door in 1 to 2 days. Whether you're looking to add some privacy, shade, or natural beauty to your yard, Fast Growing Trees has in-house experts ready to ship and help you make the right selection with growing and care advice available 24/7. For a limited time, not only can you buy one, get one free on their website, but listeners to our show get an additional 15% off when using the code LegalAF at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LegalAF at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LegalAF. This offer is valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you. I've been using Fast Growing Trees for years. I'm so thrilled they're our sponsor.
So, but we're still waiting. Then, Trump, if he loses on the losing end of the decision this week, let's say, he then tries to take an emergency application to the Supreme Court through Chief Justice Roberts, who sits over the all things District of Columbia. He has to decide either on his own or with the rest of his teammates of the Supreme Court whether they're going to take that appeal. He's going to turn it over to the full court. They'll decide. They may do an administrative hold for a short period of time, 2 or 3 weeks, while the briefing goes on about the appeal. So there, we've lost now the month of February. They then set a briefing schedule, which would take place in the month of March. They then would set oral argument, let's say towards the end of the month of March, and then they would enter their decision sometime end of March or in sometime in April. Let's say by April 30th, we have the decision of the Supreme Court, and it's against Donald Trump, okay? It then returns to Judge Chutkan middle to end of April. She's going to add that 2 more months or so back on to Donald Trump's preparation calendar, and now we're in June or July. And that's why she made the comment in court that's been reported in an unrelated case that I may be trying another case in July, but absent that, I plan to be on my vacation. Okay. So we're kind of putting all of these data points together. So don't be that concerned. I know there was a lot of reporting, and we even did it on Legal AF, about this one-line order from the judge taking it off the docket, the trial. And that has a lot of impact. I think there was two audiences for that. One audience was obvious. It was the public, so that they weren't sitting around thinking that March 4th was still a possible trial date in the D.C. election interference case. The second audience was the D.C. Court of Appeals slash the Supreme Court, because she's telling her bosses, the D.C. Court of Appeals, if and when you ever get around to making that decision and it comes back to me, until then, the case is off the docket. Hurry up. You know, that's what a trial judge has to do. Sometimes you have to manage up. Right? You have to, these are your bosses, but you got to manage up and send a signal up there, right? Manage your bosses and tell them, you're holding me up. I'm ripping it off the docket. If you didn't want me to take it off the docket, then you should have moved faster in your ruling. That's sort of the communication I think is going on here in a nice collegial way, in a respectful way, trial judge up to the bosses at the DC Court of Appeals, maybe a court of appeals that she wants to serve on one day. I get it. But those are that's the audiences. But I don't want people to be disheartened because last week they heard, oh, it's an indefinite postponement. That's not what it means. Indefinite postponement sounds like it'll never be reset. That's not what it is. It is a temporary removal from the docket subject to the appellate court moving its backside and issuing its decision, the Supreme Court stepping in, deciding whether to stay. And then when all that dust settles by, let's say, the end of April, through these two processes, appellate that I just described, then Judge Chutkan will have a new hearing in which she will reset the trial. And it looks like she'd love to do it in June or July if she gets it back in time, which would give Donald Trump the full 7 months or so of prep time that she wants him to have. So that is a long-winded explanation as to new information from Judge Chutkan that she's fully prepared to clear her docket and cancel her vacation and try the case in July if she gets it back in time, meaning in the next, you know, by the end of April. I think by the end of April, beginning of May, we're still looking at a July trial of Donald Trump. And in federal court, that should move quickly. We should have a jury verdict within 8 weeks, which would be well in advance of the November election. So people know thumbs up or thumbs down whether they're voting for a criminal or not, or he's been exonerated. I mean, whatever it is, it is. We just want to get him to the jury process. It's not a foregone conclusion, although we think there's a lot of evidence against him. And the people need to know. Recent polling shows that even 54% of Republicans want to know whether he is a convicted criminal or not. And if he is, they're not going to vote for him. It's important to their voting decision, is what I'm trying to say. And it's important to what we do here on the Midas Touch Network. 2 million strong, moving towards 3 million. And what we do on Legal AF every Wednesday and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time at the intersection of law, justice, and politics. If you like what I'm doing here, leave me a thumbs up and a comment, and I'll come right back at you with another hot take. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.